弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴早上有这么多弟兄姊妹都起得来啊。
I'm very happy that some of you got up early this morning to be here.
我们实在说是主的恩典叫我们能够来到他的跟前。
It's the Lord's grace that gathered us before him.
特别是刚才我们弟兄所选的头一首诗歌。
Especially the first hymn that was chosen by our brother.
我们来到主的跟前。主在纪念我们。
When we're before the Lord, He is near us.
我们实在说，每一次我们能够有这样机会聚在一起，我们实在觉得不是我们自己来，是主把我们叫来。
Every time when we gather in this fashion, it is not us drawing close to Him, but Him drawing us close to Him.
平时早上我起来呢，都不用闹那闹钟的啊。
When I wake up in the morning, I don't need an alarm clock.
但今天早上我需要闹闹钟。
But this morning I needed one.
但是当我闹钟响的时候，我就想不是闹钟把我就叫醒。
But when I woke up, it wasn't the alarm clock that woke me up.
实在是主把我们叫醒。
It was the Lord who woke me up.
叫我们一同来亲近他。
Who draw us close to worship Him.
我们好不好一同来看两处很熟悉的圣经。
Let's read two very familiar passages.
我们先看马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
我们从十八节读到二十二节。
Verse 18 to 22.
马太福音第四章从十八节到二十二节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 22.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见兄弟二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他，从那里往前走。又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲。西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.Then he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们很多时候都以为这是彼得头一次听到主的呼召。
When we read this passage, we usually think that this is the first time that Peter responded to Jesus' call.
或者是彼得头一次遇见主。
Or it was Peter's first meeting with the Lord.
但是当我们仔细读圣经的话，我们发现这不是他头一次遇见主。
But if we read the Bible in detail, this is not Peter's first rendezvous with the Lord.
我相信头一次遇见主应该是在约翰福音第一章，我们来看一看第四十节到四十二节。
Peter's first rendezvous with the Lord is recorded in John chapter 1, verse 14.
四十到四十二。
40 to 42.
约翰福音第一章四十到四十二，我们再来看一看。
Let's take a look at John chapter 1, verse 40 to 42.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚，翻出来就是基督了。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，翻出来就是彼得。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, You're Simon, son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated a stone.
我想你这是才是彼得头一次给主意见。
This is first, Peter's first meeting with the Lord.
我相信在圣经的里面，我们听到很多地方都记载着主要人来跟从他。
There are many records in the Bible about Jesus summoning disciples to follow him.
我相信在马太福音16章, 耶稣对门徒说, 若人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来, 跟从我。
In Matthew 16, Jesus said, whoever decides to follow after me, he must deny himself and carry the cross daily and follow me.
我相信跟从主这个学习, 是我们每个人一生要做的。
This lesson of following the Lord is something that we have to do the rest of our days.
我不知道年轻人你经常有没有听到在你的耳朵的边上主说你还跟从我。
Have you ever heard the Lord whisper in your ear to follow me?
我就是想为什么主一直在这里要寻找人来跟从他呢?
Why does Jesus seek after people to follow him?
我们有的时候觉得哎呀我们的父母很啰啰嗦啊整天叫我们要听话啊。
Our parents are always nagging us to listen to them.
但是我就觉得我们的主啊, 有的时候也跟我们父母一样, 整天在我们耳边说,
Jesus likewise nags us and beckons us to follow him.
其实我们读整本圣经啊, 里面都是主呼召人的故事。
If you read the entire Bible, you would see that it's the Lord summoning us to follow him.
其实从创世纪开始, 主就要得着人。
From Genesis onward, the Lord wants people.
他要得着一个完全的人。
He wants a complete person.
所以他造人的时候是照着他的形象跟样式造的。
So when he created man, he made man in his own image.
他在园子当中安排了他的生命树,希望人去得到他。
In the garden, he prepared the tree of life so man can obtain him.
希望人来拣选,来跟从他。
He hoped that man would choose him and follow him.
得到神的生命,
they can obtain the life of God.
然后因为有这个生命, 所以就能永远地跟从他, 与他亲近, 与他联合。
Because of this life, they can follow him and fellowship him the rest of
their life. 因为他知道, 只有跟我们真正地跟从他, 与他联合的时候, 我们才能够彰显他的荣耀, 我们才能够显出他的权柄。
So when we're one with him, it is only then that we can manifest his glory and his sovereignty.
我们才能够享受他一切的丰富。
Only then we can enjoy his fullness.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
人拣选依靠他自己。
Man chose to rely on himself.
他希望凭着他眼睛的明亮来决定他要做的事情。
Because his eyes were open, he can choose whatever he wants to do.
他要建立自己的使命。
He wants to build up his own.
最后还建了巴别塔。
In the end, he built Babylon.
所以我们就看到，约翰在创世纪第三章那里， 我们就看到夏娃说：“看那树上的果子，好做食物， 也悦人的眼目，岂是可喜爱的？ 能够使人有智慧， 就摘下来吃， 不然给他吃， 还给他丈夫吃。”
So in Genesis 3, we see that Eve saw the tree and the fruit was good for food, and so she picked it and gave it to her husband as well.
我们就记到在第三章第八节那里就告诉我们说天起凉风了，耶和华在园中行走。
In Genesis 3:8, it says that Jehovah walked in the cool.
第三第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord.
就藏在园中的树木里面躲避耶和华,
and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
然后三章第九节那里告诉我们,
and in verse 9,
神 没有因为人不拣选他而放弃人。
The Lord never gave up man after they failed.
这里说耶和华神呼唤那人说你在哪里。
Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you?
从那个时候开始,
from that moment onward,
神一直在呼唤人。
God has always been calling man.
我们知道讲到跟从主, 做门徒,
when we talk about the Lord calling his disciples,
我们知道彼得, 可以说是一个最好的一个榜样。
Peter is the prime example.
我们如果要学习跟从主, 我觉得我们要从彼得的身上来看。
If we want to follow the Lord Jesus, we have to learn from Peter.
今天早上有一堂，然后等一下中午还有 一堂的信息。
There's a message in this morning and later on in the afternoon.
然后呢，主若愿意，星期五我还有机会跟弟兄姊妹有一点的交通。
Lord willing, I'll continue on Friday.
我就是希望在这三次的信息的里面，来从彼得在跟从主的学习上面，我们希望能够得到一点的帮助。
From these three messages, I hope that we can learn from the story of Peter.
我们首先今天早上来看主在彼得身上的呼召。
Let us look at Peter's calling from the Lord.
然后我们中午的一堂，我们希望能够看到说我们要跟从主做门徒所要付的代价。
And then in the second message, we'll take a look at the cost to follow Jesus.
但是最后一次呢，如果主愿意的话，我就要讲到做门徒不单单是付代价跟从，但做门徒还有做门徒得到主的享用，得到主的供应。
And in the third message, I'll talk about not only the cost of following Jesus, but when you follow Jesus, there would be provisions and there would be a fullness.
所以我们知道彼得是头一批跟从主的人。
Peter is one of the first to follow Jesus.
我认为在十二个使徒当中啊，他一直都是做老大的。
In the 12 disciples, he's always the leader.
好像他一直是代表使徒们发言的啊。
He is like the spokesperson for the disciples.
所以，如果我们真是要学习跟从主做门徒的话，所以我们从彼得的身上，我们希望能够学到很多的东西。
So if we are to be disciples of the Lord, then we can learn much from Peter.
换一句话说，如果我们研究彼得这一个人的一生呢，我们就能够看到啊，做门徒啊，学习做门徒应该有的一些的属灵的原则。
So when we research the life of Peter, we can see some principles of being a disciple.
所以我们回到刚才我们读的约翰福音第一章。
So we were reading John chapter 1.
那也就是彼得第一次遇见主，或者是说彼得第一次给主遇见的时候。
That was Peter's first encounter with the Lord, or rather the Lord's first encounter.
那个事情很简单。
It's very simple.
哦，他的兄弟安德烈遇见主，就把彼得带到主的跟前。
His brother Andrew saw the Lord and brought him before the Lord.
然后就告诉他说，哦，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And said, oh, we found the Messiah.
于是就领他去见耶稣。
And brought him before the Lord Jesus.
我们都知道，在圣经里面记载彼得跟从主的路上，这一次呢，是最简单的一次。
The Bible records Peter's going to the Lord in a very simple manner.
为什么我说这一次记载的最简单呢？
Why so simple?
因为每一次啊，都是彼得在那里要大发议论啊，要讲很多话的啊。
Because on the other occasions, Peter has a lot to say.
但是这一次呢，彼得一句话也没有讲。
But this time, Peter never said anything.
这里只是说到说他去见耶稣的时候。
This here only says, Peter,
他去见耶稣。
When he was brought to Jesus.
然后说耶稣看着他。
Peter looked at him. Jesus looked at him.
就说你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法就是彼得的意思。
You're Simon, son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas.
所以我们就看到这一次主看彼得，彼得没有讲话。
So here Jesus looked at him and Peter never spoke.
我不知道当圣经里面没有记载很多的情况。
So the Bible didn't put much here.
但是我们相信这一次因着彼得给耶稣看见。
But I believe that because Peter was looked at by the Jesus,
他里面实在遇见了主。
He met the Lord inside.
我们知道他是一个渴慕弥赛亚显现的人。
He is someone who longed for the Messiah's coming.
所以当安德烈说我们遇见弥赛亚，他马上就去见耶稣。
So when Andrew said we found the Messiah, he followed him immediately to Jesus.
我实在相信，如果我们看彼得这个人的话
，So I believe if we really looked at Peter as a person,
他是加利利伯塞大城的一个人。
He's from Galilee.
Yeah, 你知道加利利这个地方是一般犹太人所看不起的一个地方。
It's a place that is looked down upon by the Jews.
而且他是个打鱼的人。
And he's a fisherman.
我相信打鱼的人不像你们这里这些年轻人都念了很多书啊，我现在没有念很多书。
fishermen were not very well educated.
但是我们实在知道，我们在彼得的一生，我们看到他是一个非常冲动、坦率、性情很急的人。
So we can see that Peter is very impulsive, very passionate.
但是他是非常的耿直，但是呢，我们实在看到呢，啊，他是一个非常真诚的人。
He's very straightforward, but very true.
我相信一个来到主面前的人。
I believe that someone before the Lord.
一个遇到主的人。
Someone who have met the Lord.
我相信他需要有一个这样的一个 quality, 有这样的一个性质。
They need to have such quality.
我们实在今天我们看到我们去出去传福音的时候。
So when we go and preach the gospel today.
我们看到很多人他们可能很有学问。
We see that there are a lot of people who have a lot of knowledge.
但是有的时候这些学问就拦阻了他们来到主的跟前。
But these knowledge block them from coming
to the Lord. 有的人可能很有经验。
There are people with a lot of experience.
但这些经验就是他们的思想非常的复杂。
But that experience complicates their thinking.
有的人可能他们很有财富。
And there are people with a lot of wealth.
但是很多时候就叫他们在跟从主的事情上面有很多的顾虑。
But this stumbles them in coming before the Lord.
但是我们看到彼得是一个非常直、非常简单，但他是非常真实，而且他里面有一个渴慕弥赛亚的人。
But here we see Peter as simple but very direct and a passionate person with a longing for the Messiah.
所以我相信当这次他遇到主的时候
，So I believe when he met the Lord.
看着他。
Jesus looked at him.
我不知道你们每一个人第一次来到主的跟前有没有像彼得这样的感觉。
I wonder in your first encounter with the Lord, was it similar to Peter?
你有没有感觉说主看着你？
Did you have a feeling inside that Jesus
looked
at you?
我说你主那个看是看到他里面去。
Jesus looked into him.
他说你是西门的儿子。
You're the son.
你是约翰的儿子西门。
You're the son of Jonah Simon.
你从肉身来讲，你是就是这么一个人。
Of the flesh, you're such a person.
但是有一天你要被改变，你要成为基法。
But one day you'll be changed into Cephas.
你本来是一个天然的人，人是一团的泥土。
You're a natural man of dust.
但是有一天你要变成一块小石头，
but,
你要成为彼得。
But one day you'll be Peter, a stone.
当主看我们的时候，当我们遇见主的时候，我们里面有没有感觉到主看见了我，他认识了我？
When we looked at the Lord, do you have the recognition that the Lord knows you and when he looks at you?
所以我们当我们来看彼得的时候，我们觉得他是一个预备好来见弥赛亚的人。
Peter is someone who was prepared to meet the Messiah.
所以只要安德烈把他一带到基督的跟前，他就认识了主。
So when Andrew brought him before the Lord, he knew the Lord.
所以我们就看到一个谦逊的人是有福的。
So we can see here that blessed are those who are pure in heart.
这是在马太福音五章那里告诉，因为他们必得见神。
In Matthew 5, it says that the pure in heart shall see God.
所以当耶稣一看到彼得，彼得就没有话讲了。
So when the Lord saw Peter, Peter was speechless.
他就相信。这位是神的儿子，是弥赛亚。
So he believed that this is the Son of God, the Messiah.
所以我们看到今天一个蒙恩的人啊。
So we see that when someone obtains grace.
我就想到彼得跟保罗这两个人。
I think of Peter and Paul.
保罗信主比彼得信主艰难很多。
It was tougher for Paul to believe in the Lord than Peter.
你看到吗？
Can you see?
他知道关于主的事情。
He knows of the Lord.
他也在那个好像侍奉神。
He is it's as though he was serving the Lord.
他学问很多啊。
He has a lot of knowledge.
他的野心也很大。
He has great ambition.
教育也很好啊。
He has great education.
但是他没有办法认识耶稣基督神的儿子。
But he cannot know Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
直到主的大光把他击倒在地上，他眼瞎了好多天。
Until the great light dawned upon him and he was stricken and he was blinded.
所以我们看到一个复杂的人遇见主可能要走很多迂回的路。
So we know that a complicated person would take the longer path to know the Lord.
直到主把他击倒
他才瞎着眼说，主啊，你是谁？
Until he was straightened by the Lord and blinded, and he would say, Lord, who are you?
但是当彼得来到主的跟前，是别人把他带到主的跟前。
But for Peter, someone led him before the Lord.
主看着他，就说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你是一个天然的人，你是一团泥土，但是有一天你要改变，成为一个石头。
So the Lord said to him, You're Simon, son of Jonah. You're a natural man of dust, but one day I'll change you into a stone.
我们相信彼得那一天他就认识主啊，他就得救了。
I believe that Peter was saved that day.
他知道他天然的能力有要消失。
He knows that his natural strengths must disappear.
他不再是泥土。
He is no longer dust.
因为他里面要有神儿子的生命。
Because in him was the life of the Son of God.
当我们信主的那一刻，
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们这个星期六还要在这里 传福音啊。
I have to preach the gospel this Saturday.
这几天我在另外一个 聚会的地方天天在 传福音啊。
I was preaching the gospel daily in another assembly.
那我就实在传福音实在一个非常重要的一个服事。
Spreading the gospel is a very important service.
因为每一个人信主，
Because for everyone who believes,
你都不知道主将来要怎么用这个灵魂。
You would never know how the Lord would use that person in the future.
他可能你知道他是约翰的儿子啊，我们都认识他的。
You might think that, oh, it's the son of Jonah, we all know him.
但是因为他信了主，他里面要有被改变。
But because he believes, his life is changed.
我相信那一天没有人知道彼得会成为耶路撒冷城墙那个头块的石头。
On that day, no one would believe that Peter would become the prime stone in Jerusalem.
那个新耶路撒冷要成为那个碧玉。
The new Jerusalem is to become a masterpiece.
看的只是一个渔夫。
You only see a fisherman here.
你们看，我们这边只是一个年轻人，一个 young people 啊，就说你们是年轻人啊。
There's only young people here.
但是在你们的心里，因为主看见你们，你们。我们神儿子的生命在你们身上那个 potential 那个潜力不知道主要怎么用你们
because of the life of the Lord in you and because the Lord looked at you there is great potential
那一次的遇见主的生命就进到他的里面
that encounter with the Lord the life of Jesus was in him
我们继续的来看下去的话到了马太福音第四章
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 4.
第四章第十二节那里说，耶稣听到约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。
Verse 12. Now when Jesus heard that John has been put in prison, he departed to Galilee.
所以我们就看到主在那里要负起为神做见证的责任，因为约翰已经不能够在他与他同工了。
So here Jesus has to pick up the work of testifying for the Lord after John.
所以主就召聚一些的门徒受他的训练做天父的工。
So the Lord calls them disciples to further the work of the Father.
我们在这看到在这里就引到第四章那一段。
So let's take a look at verse 4.
然后耶稣就在那里呼召。门徒啊，第四章十八节那里说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Chapter 4 verse 18, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
我们就看到主在这开始就呼召门徒、带领门徒、训练门徒的一个开始。
So here we see that the Lord is calling his disciples and training them and preparing them.
我们在这里看到主的话是那么清楚，说：“来跟从我。”我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Here the Lord's words are very clear. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
我们看到这个呼召是什么呢
？So what is this calling?
这个呼召的重点不是在于服侍主。
The principle of this calling is not serving the Lord.
这个呼召的重点是在于跟从主。
The emphasis is following the Lord.
因为今天很多人觉得跟从主做门徒就是要侍奉。
People think that following the Lord is serving the Lord.
我们看见了这个重点是在你先要跟从才能够服事。
But the emphasis is you must follow first and then you can serve.
得人如得鱼是跟从主的一个结果。
Being a fisher of men is the fruit of following the Lord.
做门徒当然是要服侍。
Of course, being a disciple, you have to serve.
但是你的重点是在你先要来跟从，当你跟从了主，你自然就要带出服侍。
But the emphasis is following the Lord. If you follow the Lord, the service will follow.
所以我们要认清楚这个次序。
So we have to recognize this order.
就算今天你有一个心渴慕来服侍主。
If you have a heart to serve for the Lord today.
如果你没有先跟从的话。
If you don't follow first.
你那个服侍只带出来一些的外面的工作而已。
Your service is only in the outward.
我相信今天在特别是在基督教的范围里面，大家都非常注重所谓事工啊。
In Christianity today we always focus on service.
啊，而没有里面真正的跟从。
But there is no inward following.
所以你看到有很多人，特别是在学校在 campus 里面，很多人做很多很好很有意义的事工。
So we see that on campus today, especially there's a lot of good works and service.
但是他们的生命都非常的肤浅。
But their life is so very immature.
所以我们看到当主来呼召门徒说来跟从我的时候。
So when Jesus said to disciples, follow me.
我相信门徒，我们很多人我想都知道，最好的比方就是主要呼召我们来做学徒一样啊，做 attendance。
So this discipleship is comparable to apprenticeship.
啊，我现在今天好像这个时代已经没有了。
It doesn't really happen today.
啊，你去那个念大学，好像你就是去喜欢念就你喜欢哪个老师就选哪个老师的课，你不喜欢就把它 drop 掉，选另外一个老师的课。
So in university today, if you like a professor, you take his course. If you don't like him, you drop out.
啊，有的地方的学校呢，也根本就是，尤其在你们在 Vancouver， 就住在家里就好了嘛，也不用住在 dorm 里面啊。
You can live at home and you don't need to live in a dorm.
啊，好像很舒服啊，还是跟做小孩子的时候一样。
It's comfortable, like when you're a child.
当然，在美国有一些好的大学，像什么哈佛啊，那些95%以上的学生都住在宿舍里面。
But in other universities like Harvard, 95% of the students stay on the residence.
而且他每一个 quarter 里面一定有一个教授也住在那里跟他们一起生活的。
And each quarter there is a professor living with them.
所以我们就看到真正的要跟从要学习做门徒的话是要与老师一起生活一起来追求的。
So if you're to be a true disciple, you have to live amidst your teacher and to live the same life.
今天我没有这种的观念。
It's like we have none of this concept today.
我父亲是一个做学徒出身的人。
My father was an apprentice.
所以他从十几岁就到北京在一个珠宝店里面学习。
So when he was a teenager, he went to a jewelry shop in Beijing.
所以呢我小的时候很怕他。
When I was little, I was afraid of him.
因为他很有规矩。
Because he is a very straight man.
他写起字来就是工工整整的。
When he writes, he has such a posture.
然后对人接物是非常的客气有礼貌。
He's very courteous.
然后吃饭啊，什么时候怎么吃饭，筷子怎么放，都有规矩的。
He has a method of arranging the cutleries even when he eats.
所以我们就看到嘛，因为他是一个受过训练。
Because he has been trained.
今天做门徒。
Today being a disciple.
你在那个时候是要做学徒的，是要离开家，断绝一切的关系，不能够分心，搬到师父的家里去住。
So being an apprentice back then, you have to sever all your relationships and move out of your home and live with your master.
他不光光是学他师父教他的这个技术学问。
He's not only learning knowledge from his master.
然后他要跟他的师父一起做家务，学习怎么做人。
He learns how to do housework and how to be a man with his master.
所以当他学完了以后啊。
So after he's completed.
他不单单学到他师父的技术学问，
He not only learned the skill of his master，
然后他有他 这个师父的作风，有他师父人生的哲学，走起路说起话来都像他的师父。
He looks like his master in every way, in the way he conducts himself, or even in his philosophy.
他好像不是只是学了一些的东西加在他的身上。
He didn't only learn things.
而是他变成一个新的人。
He becomes a new person.
所以今天我们来到主的跟前。
So today when we are before the Lord.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是应该听到主呼召说来跟从我。
Every one of us who has been saved, we must hear the Lord saying, follow me.
但是不是每一个人的耳朵里面都真正的听见。
But not everyone truly hears him.
如果我们真是知道主是这样个人的来呼召我，他要单独的带领我。
If we truly know that the Lord calls us individually and He will lead us personally,
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉到你是非常的荣幸啊？
Don't you feel so honored?
你是来跟从这一位主，你不是来跟从一个制度、一个宗教、一个机构、一个团体。
You're following the Lord, not an organization or religion or even a group of people.
所以你要舍下一切来跟从这一位主。
You have to let go of everything and follow Him.
所以我们就看到，当我们真正的认识做门徒的时候，
So if we truly know discipleship,
我们要看到我们的生命要被这一个呼召来掌管。
Our life should be governed by this calling.
其实，在马太福音这里，主说：“来跟从我，要叫你们得人如得鱼。”这一段的话的里面。
So in Matthew it says, I will make you fishers of men.
其实如果我们要详细了解这个情况呢，我们应该回到路加福音第五章。
To truly understand this passage, we have to take a look at Luke chapter 5.
那一段的记载，那是更详细，更清楚。
Because it's more detailed, in that recording.
在那一段的记载的里面，我们说看到那一次主是怎么样在彼得的身上得到他真正的主权。
It is only at that recording you can see how Peter was wholly obtained by the Lord.
我相信路加福音第五章一到十一节弟兄姊妹都很熟悉啊。
I'm sure that you're very familiar with Luke 5 verse 1 to 11.
在那里面讲的一段事情就是说耶稣在格尼撒勒湖边有很多人要听耶稣在那里讲道所以呢耶稣就上到船上去把船驶离岸边一点在船上向着岸上的众人讲、
Jesus was preaching by the lake of Genesaret and there's a lot of people there so he went on a boat and have the boatmove a little far from the shore so he can preach to the man
at land. 那只船呢就是西门的船。
That was Peter's boat.
所以呢耶稣就上去说你把船撑开一点点。
So the Lord said to him, launch out into the deep and let, launch out a little bit.
然后到了第四节讲完了他就对西门说把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
So after he was finished, he said to Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
你这里就记载呢，然后西门呢，当时就对主说，说夫子啊，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。
But Peter said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nonetheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
我们就看到他，西门第一次遇见主，在约翰福音第一章的里面。
Simon met the Lord in John chapter 1.
但是他没有马上撇下一切跟从主。
But he never forsake everything and followed the Lord.
所以他又去打鱼了。
So he went back fishing.
但是很可惜啊，他打了一夜一点都打不到。
But unfortunately he got nothing.
但是哎呀，结果打完鱼这个遇见主嘛，主就上他的船，主就是使用他的船。
So afterwards, the Lord met him and used his boat.
我们就看到啊，如果你记住这一段故事，你就看到，有的时候主用我们，他不会白用我们的啊。
So you can see here that when Jesus uses us, he doesn't use it for free.
你看到吗？主啊，叫用了彼得啊， 他打了一夜都打不到，结果呢主给了他有什么东西啊，两船的鱼啊。
Because he didn't catch anything overnight, the Lord gave him two boatfuls.
所以你们不要以为你们服侍奉主是亏本生意啊。
So you don't think that serving the Lord is a loss.
你看到主给彼得的这一次，不单单是两船的鱼啊。
The Lord not only gave him two boatfuls of fish.
主这一次把他自己给了彼得。
The Lord gave himself to Peter.
叫彼得一生因着这一次给主使用。
Because of this, Peter was used by the Lord the rest of
his life. 所以如果有机会啊，你们的船，所以你们没有船啊，那你们这个人如果能够给主使用啊，
you don't have
千万不要造虚啊，千万要向前跑啊。
So when you're serving the Lord, don't miss out.
啊，对对对，就翻译得很好啊，他会听广东话的啊啊，就一定要争先恐后啊。
You have to press on.
你看到。但是在这段记载的里面啊，
so in this recording,
如果我们详细来读这一段的话，我们觉得里面很有意思。
If you read this in detail, you'll find this very meaningful.
彼得对主说：“夫子啊，我们打了一夜的鱼都打不到，你现在叫我们去撒网，这个，好像有一点很不愿意啊。”
Oh, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. But nonetheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. He was very unwilling.
他为什么这么不愿意啊？
Why is he unwilling?
你是木匠啊，我是渔夫啊。
You're a carpenter, I'm a fisherman.
打鱼，你没有我在行啊。
Fishing, I'm the expert here.
我们打鱼是要清早天没亮的时候去打，现在天亮啊，这人就起来了，讲完道啊，这个时候去打鱼，鱼通都跑掉啊，叫我们去哪里打鱼啊？
We have to fish when it's still dark. Now the sun is up, all the fishes are gone.
所以呢，他就在那里是意思就是希望主啊，哎，你就收回成命啊，不要叫我们就去再浪费精力啊。
He was hoping that the Lord withdrew his command so that we won't waste our time.
但是好像他讲完这句话，主没有反应。
But after he said that, Jesus didn't say anything.
然后呢，他跟着就说，说但依从你的话，我们就下网吧。
So he said, nonetheless, at your word, I'll let down the net.
他们下了网，就圈住许多的鱼，网险些裂开。然后便呼召另外一只船的同伴来帮他们，他们就把鱼装满了两只船，两只船差点沉下去。
And when they have done this, they caught a great number of fish, and the net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them.
然后第八节
，Verse 8，
西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken.
你在这里看到，中文说惊讶，这英文说 astonish。 哎呀，他们实在觉得这是神迹啊。
They were astonished because this was a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，在你跟从主的路上
，Brothers and sisters, on your way to follow Jesus，
你神耶稣有没有叫你惊讶过
？Has Jesus ever astonished you？
我很多时候，其实，在我们每一个人身上
，In every one of our lives，
如果我们用心在主的跟前
，If we really press before the Lord，
神都有神迹奇事发生在我们的身上。
God has a miracle to conduct in our life.
可能不是两船的鱼。
It may not be two boatfuls of fish.
但是在你的生命的里面，在你的经历的里面，神有没有叫你惊讶过？
But in your life and your experience, have the Lord astonished you?
如果你没有的话，
If not,
可能是你跟从主跟的离得太远。
Maybe you're not following close enough.
主做的神迹其实你没有看见。
You haven't seen the miracles that the Lord has done.
没有贴近主。
You haven't pressed on to follow closely.
你只是远远的跟从主，没有跟主一同负轭。
You're just following a distant. You're not yoked with him.
弟兄姊妹，每一个跟从主的人，
Every person who follows the Lord，
你有没有被主所做的惊讶过？
Have you been astonished by him？
或者是小事，
It can be a small thing。
可能在你的那一次考试的时候，哎呀，你没有，你生病了，没有好好读书，结果老师出的题目就是你刚刚看的那个题目，你有没有觉得惊讶过？
It's like when you have an exam and you're sick and you didn't prepare, but the exam was on a question that you just looked at before the exam.
多少次的事情不是偶然发生的。
There are no coincidences.
是那位爱你的主，他显出他的主权。
The Lord is there to manifest his sovereignty.
彼得以为他是专家，打鱼专家，所以现在撒网。很不愿意啊。
Peter thought he was the expert fisherman, so he was unwilling to let down the net.
他说，我依从你的话就下网吧。
But nonetheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
如果我们细细的来读的话啊。
If we read this carefully.
第四节，主耶稣说把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼，那个网是众数的网。
In verse 4, the Lord said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Nets are in plural.
但是我们看到后面第五、第六节，他们撒网是单数的网。
So, in verse 5 and 6, we only see net in singular form.
主本来是叫你们这一条船跟他旁边的那条船，雅各、约翰的船，你们一同去撒网啊。
The Lord's injunction was not only Peter, but James and John, all their nets should go down.
所以那个网是多数的网，结果彼得，我想他在想，我自己呀、啊，哎呀，做一点笨事，师父叫我撒我就撒网吧，你还叫我跟我的同伴说也去撒网，那如果抓了一条鱼都没有的话，那我的面子还有吗？所以我就勉为其难，我就撒一个网就算了，哎，不要叫别人去撒网了。
So Peter is thinking, okay, I will just do a stupid thing myself. I won't bother James and John. So when nothing comes up, I would be the only laughing
stock. 所以他是在半信半疑的这种的光景底下，勉为其难的听了主的话，去撒撒网，应酬应酬主。
So he only half-heartedly obeyed the Lord to just please him.
但是，所以彼得看到这些鱼的时候，他就惊讶，他就在主面前说：“主啊。”离开我，我是个罪人。
But when he saw so much fish, he was astonished, and he said to the Lord, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinner, O Lord."
眼睛被张开，他看到的这位主，好像他以前从来没有见过的主一样。
His eyes were open, so he never seen the Lord as himself before.
他看到这位拿撒勒人的木匠，他真是宇宙的主宰。他管理每一件事情，就是我以为我最厉害的那个打鱼那个专业，他比我厉害的太多了。
So this carpenter from Nazareth, he's not just a carpenter, but he's actually the Lord of the universe.
他实在是主啊。
He really is the Lord.
我怎么能够这样的跟随他呢？
How can I follow him like this?
我想去跟随他就跟随他，不想去跟随他我就去打鱼。
If I can follow him, I would, but if I don't want to, I'll just fish.
我们觉得这经过这一次的经历，
After
this, 这位夫子在他的心中就越来越大，他自己觉得越来越微小。
After this encounter, he felt that the Lord is so great, and he becomes smaller and smaller.
今天我们对于主的认识有没有让，好像我不知道你们这些年轻人，我认识你们很多年了啊，以前很小，现在都大了。
I knew a lot of you from your childhood onward. Now you're so old.
你们有没有现在觉得我越来越大，主好像越来越小啊？
Do you ever feel that the Lord is smaller and smaller and you're greater and greater?
好像你们现在本事大了，翅膀硬了，可以飞了。
It's like, oh, you're all full grown and you can all fly away.
但是彼得不是这样。
But Peter's not like that.
他来越跟从主，他越发现主是越来越大。
As he followed the Lord, he realized that Jesus becomes greater and greater.
如果你们觉得你们现在越来越大，好像相对来讲，主就算没有缩小， 也没有长，也没有到，那你们属灵的生命很危险。
But if the Lord is not greater and greater in your life, then your spiritual life is in danger.
为什么彼得说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人？
Why did Peter say, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinner?
你为什么叫主离开？那你就不要跟随主就跑啊，你跑就好了嘛。
Why did he say, depart from me, Lord? Why don't he just take off himself?
他认识了主。
He knew the Lord.
他不能离开主。
He cannot leave the Lord.
他知道他是属于主的。
He knows that he belongs to the Lord.
他没有别的路可以走。
He has no other way.
但是他又觉得他自己不配。
But he realized that he's unworthy.
你看我这样不信任你。
Look at me and my little faith.
我跟从你是三天打鱼两天晒网啊。
When I follow you, I fish for 3 days and I cast nets.
我喜欢跟从你就我就跟从你，不喜欢我就去打鱼了。
If I like you, I follow you. If not, I went back fishing.
我实在不配啊，主啊。
I'm not worthy.
我是个罪人啊。
I'm a sinner.
主啊，你离开我吧。
Depart from me.
我不能离开你。
I cannot leave you.
但是我不配啊，我不配做你的门徒啊。
But I'm not good enough to be your disciple.
我相信这是他里面心里的感受。彼得他这个时候他就越来越轻看自己，看到自己是一个罪人。
When Peter saw himself, he becomes lesser and lesser.
说但愿主啊，你不离开我。
I hope you won't leave me.
但是我是个罪人，我岂敢不让你离开我呢？因为你是那样圣洁、那样伟大、那样有权柄的主。
But I have to ask that you depart from me because you're so holy and so serene.
我不能够再相信我自己。
I cannot trust in myself anymore.
我相信从这个时候开始。
From this moment onward,
他认识他自己的不可靠。
He knows that he is unreliable.
他发现这位主是那么伟大，那么圣洁，那么丰富，那么公义，是他不配的，但是他又舍不得离开主。
He knows that the Lord is so holy and so pure and so just and so righteous, and he knows that he is not worthy.
弟兄姊妹，在你跟随主的日子的里面。
As you follow the Lord,
你有没有让主的荣美，让主的权柄吸引你啊？
Have you been attracted by the Lord's beauty and sovereignty?
让主的荣耀夺夺去你的心啊？
Has the Lord's glory obtained your heart?
我实在觉得，我们每一个人跟从主，在我们的心中的深处，我们需要有这样的经历。
We need to have this experience deep in our heart.
主要得救你。
The Lord wants to obtain you.
我们虽然在跟随主的路上会有难处。
It's going to be rough on our way to follow Jesus.
我们，你知道彼得，或者我们跳到后面，彼得当他年老的时候，写彼得前后书的时候。
Peter wrote First and Second Peter in his old age.
那一个时候是教会遇到很多逼迫的时候。
At that time, the church was persecuted.
所以在彼得前书第一章那里告诉我们说，彼得前书第一章说，因此我们是第六节，因此我们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire,
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
May be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们看到彼得他当年老的时候，他在用着书信来喂养主的羊。
So Peter in his latter days used epistles to feed his sheep.
我们都知道在约翰福音二十一章啊，这个里面主与彼得那三次对话，说你爱我比这些更多吗？之后就说你喂养我的羊。
We know that in John chapter 20, the Lord asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And he was asked to feed his sheep.
他在这里最后讲什么？
What did he say here?
他说，你们现在在百般的试炼中，暂时忧伤。
You have been grieved by various trials.
但是你们的信心要被试验。
That the genuineness of your faith is tested by fire.
就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更宝贵。
Being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire.
他的信心是因着他一生跟从主，在主面前所被建立的。
His faith is refined in his walk with the Lord by fire.
但是这个信心要经过试验。
This faith has to be tested.
今天可能有难处。
There are trials today.
教会里面或者有也有难处。
Maybe the churches have trials today.
在你的工作的里面可能有难处。
Maybe there's trials in your work today.
但这些都是试验。
But these are tests.
看看你对于主的那个信心，经不经得过考验。
To test to see if your faith can go through fire.
经得过试验的才是真实，才是你的。
Those that are tested by fire is the true stuff that's real.
在经过这些试验的时候，
When you're tested,
你就会回想你所认识的主是怎样的一位主。
You would recognize what type of Lord you have come to know.
你回想他是那样叫你惊讶的主。
You remember that he astonished you.
他是那样大的一位主。
He is a great God.
你的信心经过试验，就比经过火还要会坏的金子更宝贵。
So your faith is tested by fire, so it can become more precious than gold.
你们每个人都经历过主。
Every one of us has experienced the Lord.
今天主要得着你们。
Today the Lord wants to obtain you.
你们里面与主的关系要进入一个更高的境界。
You have to enter into a deeper relationship with the Lord.
所以主在这里说，不要怕。
So here the Lord says, do not fear.
主在这里说，你们不要怕。主对西门说，
Jesus said to Peter, do not fear.
说从今以后你要得人了。
From now on you'll be fishers of men.
以前我们没有办法为主结果子。
In the past, we cannot bear fruit for the Lord.
但是当你真正经历主、认识主、真正的答应他的呼召的时候，
But when you really experience the Lord and answer His call,
从今以后你要得人啊。
From then onward, you'll be fishers of men.
你不再靠你自己的力量。
You don't rely on your strength anymore.
你只靠那位呼召你的主嫁给你的。
You only rely on what the Lord has given you.
成全这个呼召不是靠你一个铁一般的意志，我要跟从你。
To fulfill that calling, you don't will yourself to follow the Lord.
也不是因为你懂得怎么样做门徒。
Not because you know how to be a disciple.
能够成全这个呼召，是完全在这里说，不要怕。从今以后，主叫你得人嘛。
To answer the call, the key is do not fear. From then onward, you can be fisher of men.
刚才我们唱的第二首诗歌说到是什么？主是陶人，我们是泥土。
In the second hymn we sung, the Lord is the potter, we are the clay.
不在乎我。
It doesn't depend on
不在乎这个泥土。
It doesn't depend on the clay.
只在乎你在陶人的手中。
It only depends upon the clay being in the potter's hand.
主说不要怕。我要塑造你，我要叫你成为一个新的器皿，你要成为一个得人如得鱼的渔夫。
The Lord said, "Do not fear. I'll mold you and make you into a new vessel, so you can be a fisher of men."
今天我们来到主的跟前。
Today, when we come before the Lord,
主的作为是奇妙的。
The Lord's works are marvelous.
我们每个人在身上都应该有一些的经历。
We have all experience.
那个主在你生命里面显为真实。
The reality of the Lord in your life.
我记得
在我读大学的时候
I remember when I was in university
有一年是 quarter break、啊、春季放假的时候我就从、Davis 回到旧金山就住在王国显弟兄家里面、
during the quarter break、I went to San Francisco in Brother Wong's residence
那天早上起来啊我觉得他那片草地非常绿
In one morning, I see that the grass is very green.
哦，里面充满了平安跟喜乐。
I was filled with joy and peace inside.
好像那一天呢，就在给主带到高处一样。
The Lord brought me to a high place that day.
然后晚上呢，我们去参加祷告聚会。
In the evening, we went to the prayer meeting.
啊，那个时候聚会不多，就在一个小小的 apartment 里面，我们就跪在这个 apartment 的地毯上祷告。
There weren't a lot of us. We were meeting in a small apartment, and we prayed there.
然后呢，我们那边的规矩到现在也是，祷告的时候要把灯关上，省电啊，因为闭上眼睛不需要灯啊。
The custom was we turn off the lights.
那我那天晚上跪在那里啊，就是里面觉得主真是美丽，与我同在。
When I knelt there, I felt that the Lord is so beautiful, and He was with me.
然后祷告完了，我就舍不得起来。
After the prayer, I didn't want to get up.
然后我就跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说今天祷告真好，蛮有主的同在。那别人好像脸上没有什么反应。
I said to the brothers and sisters, "Oh, it's so good to be here. The prayer meeting was wonderful."
我实在经历了主的同在，主的荣美，主吸引我。
I really experienced the presence of the Lord and the beauty of the Lord. He attracted me to Himself.
那第二天我就接到我在那个地方的 Davis 那个地方的电话来了。
And the day after, I got a call from David's where I was.
教会里面发生很大的难处。
There were some problems in the church.
啊，我这个人给夹在中间，根本是不关我的事的。
I was sandwiched in between, and it wasn't really my business.
但是我是因为在青年聚会里面，我是做负责的那个时候。
But because I was responsible for the young people at that time.
哎呀，那件事情搞到我左右不是人。
It was a very delicate situation. I had my hands tied.
哎呀，在我里面很灰心。
I was really discouraged.
哎呀，我说我爱主跟从主，好像为了主的缘故，我跟我最亲爱的家人都没有跟你们弟兄姊妹这么亲。现在你们这么误会我。
I love and follow the Lord, and I was really close with the brothers and sisters more than the family, and now they misunderstood me.
我就说何必呢
？I said.
好像有一个灰心的意念来了。
I said, what for? And I was discouraged.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
头一天，主给我经历了他。
The day before, the Lord allowed me to
experience him. 他的美丽吸引我。
His beauty attracted me.
他的同在吸引我。
His presence attracted me.
所以今天我们看到，当我们跟随主、服侍主的时候，有的时候我们就要经过一些的考验。
So when we follow the Lord and we serve the Lord, there are tests.
但是主已经为我们先预备了他自己。
But the Lord has prepared Himself for us.
他说你们不要怕。
He said, "Do not fear."
从今以后你要得人了。
From now on, you'll be fishers of men.
今天我们感谢赞美主。
Today we praise the Lord.
在我们每个人跟随主的经历上面，主给我们有惊讶过，有经历过。
In the path that we follow the Lord, we've been astonished.
这个就能够坚固我们的信心。
This would build up our faith.
叫我们实在认识，他是越来越大，他是越来越真。
That we've come to know that He's greater and greater and more real and more real.
求主给我们有像彼得这样一个单纯的心。
May the Lord give us a pure heart like Peter.
所以最后就说，他们两只船就猛了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
So the two boats came to shore and they left everything and followed.
来跟从我。
They followed Jesus.
叫我要你们得人如得鱼一样。
That they may become fishers of men.
但愿主给我们有这样的一个。信心
May the Lord give us such faith
叫我们一生的来跟从他
That we may follow the Lord the rest of our days
让他使用
That we can be used by
让他得救我们
That he can obtain us
求主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious unto us
我们祷告
Let us pray
主我们感谢你
Dear Lord we thank you
主我们是不配的一群人
Dear Lord we're an unworthy bunch
主我们是罪人
We're sinners
我们应该求你离开我们
We ask you to depart from us
但是你说你们不要怕
But you said to us, do not fear.
从今以后，你们要得人嘛。
From now on, we'll be fishers.
主的生命在我们的里面。
The Lord's life is in us.
主的永美在我们的里面。
The Lord's beauty is in us.
你是宇宙的主。
You're the Lord of the universe.
你是生命的主。
You're the Lord of life.
你要一生做我的主。
You're the Lord of our life.
但愿我们一生一世跟随你，到老都不骗你。
May we follow you the rest of our days.
但愿我们实在做一个得人如得鱼。
That we may be truly fishers of men.
的一个仆人。
That we can be such a servant.
让你一生在我们生命里面做我们的主。
That you may be the Lord of our life.
叫我们一生经历你，侍奉你，爱你。
That we can love you and serve you.
让你更多的得着我们。
May you obtain more of us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.